This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister argues for adoption of the Caribbean Court of Justice rural water supply system to be refurbished and running track at GC Foster College to be repaired. The news in detail after this message.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission will be closed Thursday, November 27 and Friday, November 28 to facilitate removal to our new location. We reopen for business Monday, December 1 at 78C Hagley Park Road, Kingston 10 at the corner of Keesing Avenue just below the domes. Vehicular entrance on Keesing Avenue. Our contact details remain the same until further notice. 960-7279 or 960-7280. To get more information, go to bglc.gov.jm or send an email to info@bglc.gov.jm.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the move by the government to adopt the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, as Jamaica's final appellate court will ensure access to justice for all Jamaicans.
It's also about Jamaica's identity, the exercise of its sovereignty, the protection of the legal rights of its citizens.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the Privy Council is fundamentally inaccessible to the vast majority of Jamaicans.
Litigants and their Jamaican lawyers need visas to travel to the UK. Visas are not granted as of a right. Jamaicans are the only people in the entire global structure who are obliged to seek and obtain travel visas to access one of the courts.
The Prime Minister was speaking in the House of Representatives earlier this week as she opened the debate on the CCJ bills. She has argued that the costs of retaining UK lawyers for representation in appeals are too high for the majority of Jamaicans. But the CCJ is so designed that it travels to its member countries to hear cases on home soil. The Prime Minister has appealed for bipartisan support for the bills. The National Water Commission has initiated a program for the improvement of the water supply network to rural communities. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the tank and pump operational efficiency program will improve the energy and operational efficiency at the NWC as well as help boost potable water supplies to rural communities.
The project involves assessment of NWC potable water storage tank, identifying problems and shortfalls of existing facilities, identification of demand centers, and changing the location of storage tanks, among other things.
The minister was speaking at the weekly Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. The contract for the works has been awarded to Rural Water Supply Limited and is valued at $55.6 million. Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, and the Bob Marley Foundation are partnering to promote Jamaica Film Festival slated for July 7 to 11, 2015. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton has hailed the partnership as a boost for the creative industries.
Both JAMPRO and the Bob Marley Foundation share similar objectives and strategies in enhancing and building the cultural and creative industries. This partnership depicts, in every degree, the commitment of the government of Jamaica to work with the private sector and other stakeholders for the betterment of the creative sector on our country.
Minister Hilton was addressing a stakeholders meeting on Wednesday. The memorandum of understanding signed between the two groups is also intended to expand the entertainment offerings to provide world-class activities during the event and to attract industry and media attention to Jamaica as a filming destination. The Bob Marley Foundation will help JAMPRO through workshops on the use of music in film and the marketing of film, sound and tracks, including entering into the necessary contractual arrangements with workshop facilitators and sponsorship. Cabinet has approved the award of a contract through the Sports Development Foundation for the reconstruction of the running track at the GC Foster College of Physical Education and Sport. The contract is valued at approximately $1.5 million. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the decision to refurbish the running track was taken after the current track was declared unfit.
It is imperative that it be replaced as a matter of urgency. The work will involve the removal of the existing surface, excavation and installation of the base and sub-base material, rehabilitation of the infield and surface water control works.
The minister was speaking at the weekly Jamaica House press briefing on Wednesday. The contractor will carry out the required civil engineering works, site preparation, drainage, and laying of the synthetic surface. When completed, the GC Foster College is expected to receive Level 2 International Amateur Athletic Federation IAAF certification. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.